to send us the reports timelessly so that we can be able to read through and we can just make a simple exercise of adopting today.
Recording in progress.
So I will request that they put up the report so that we can just go into recommendations and see if there are things that the honorable members may want to tease out or flag out, and then we may be able to adopt the report. Since it has been put in this format on the screen, I will then just go page one, introduction, which I do hope honorable members have had the time to read through. Let's move on, page two. Page three, page four, page five. Page six, page seven, page eight, page nine, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Honorable members, we will go on the recommendations, and I will go through each of the recommendations. If you have any input, please do highlight if there's any. On our recommendations, in view of the observations recorded above, the Portfolio Committee makes the following recommendations to the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development to ensure that the ARC and OBP strengthen and continue building the required capacity in their personnel for maintaining research and production equipment. 4.2, advocate for additional funding from the National Treasury to address the ARC's funding constraints for some of its strategic projects and to address infrastructure challenges such as the modernization of the virology lab. 4.3, to ensure that the ARC receives the necessary support from the department in respect of facilitating the uptake and utilization of its research products and technological innovations by provincial departments and communities at large, and policy interventions to address the monopolization and lack of transformation in the potato industry. Report on the interventions to Parliament on a quarterly basis. 4.4 ensures that yes?
Sorry, Chair, I had my hand up, and I'm sure it's difficult to do both. Can I just ask a question on 4.3? Maybe I was out or not listening, or it was discussed in the... I just want the section on the transformation of the potato industry. I cannot recall that we had a discussion, and can I just be informed of what was discussed, Chair, before we continue with this?
Okay, there wasn't really much of a lengthy discussion, but the input from Dr. Lerato Mantuanyane, if I remember her name correctly, she was saying that in terms of the potato industry, it is monopolized and probably sitting at 99% white-owned. And there needs to be room in terms of growing small-scale growers and ensuring that they are able to enter and participate in that space. And she made input that she was engaging in terms of building small-scale farmers in the Northwest. And she was working with rural communities there. And I think some of these inputs, honorable members, if you do recall, we did break up into smaller teams. And a lot of this input was then made in some of those small groupings as we broke away. So I'm speaking from that engagement.
Thank you, Chair. Can I just respond? That's fine. That's why I asked the question, because I know that we were splitting up. I'm just reading again, Chair, the recommendation, and it says that ensure that the ARC receives the necessary support from the department. I'm not sure, Chair, if we mustn't put more emphasis on the department on this section, or that's why I just wanted to find out what's going on. I'm not clear who must report back when we say, is it the department then must report back to us on a quarterly basis. That's why I just wanted clarity on this point. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think our primary engagement, Honourable Steyn, will have to get off with the department and then its entity being the ARC. But according to our own oversight, this is what we were able to pick up, and we want to ensure that it is captured on the recommendations to ensure that the ARC does receive the necessary support into growing this sector. Unless there is a wording you would like us to change, but this is what bullet point 4.3 is trying to capture.
No, I'm happy with it, Chair. I think just as long as we know that it is the department that must give us regular updates.
Yes, yes. Okay, we can move to 4.4. It ensures that the ARC fast tracks the development of the FMD facility and the task team that has been established by the ARC board to address FMD challenges, provides updates on a quarterly basis. 4.5, strengthen oversight over the OBP and ensures that the entity provides updates on a quarterly basis on all investigations regarding procurement and utilization of funding that was allocated for the GMP project, as well as investigations into acts of sabotage and leakage of information within the entity.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Masipa.
I just want to know, are we going to comment afterwards, or can we comment as we go along? Just a question.
Okay, in terms of the recommendation, I would like you to make input as we go past, so that if there is wording that must be changed, then we can effect it instantly and we can move on.
Can we go to 4.4?
4.4?
I just maybe think that the wording of saying ensure that the ARC fast tracks the development of FMD facility might just be incorrect, because the ARC's feedback to us was that they have appointed the contractor to start with the development of FMD facility. So I'm not sure if the wording is correct, that we should use fast track, but maybe update us, I think, let's say around the contractor, you know, because I think we were still, the ARC was still there, was telling us that they signed off document where, you know, the contractor will be appointed. I do not know, but I just want to maybe throw that to the panel, because, I mean, to
okay.
The colleagues.
Perhaps, Honorable Masipa, it can also read as ensure that the ARC fast tracks the completion of the FMD facility.
Okay.
If a contractor has been appointed, then we can change development to completion of the FMT facility. How's that?
Yeah, I think that, it seems to talk about the development. I think the word development for me was,
okay.
I think the first track of the first track, the completion of the building of the FMD facility.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Can we have that noted, Mamuka Kaza? 4.4. The ARC fast tracks the completion of the FMD facility.
The building of the FMD facility.
Fast tracks the building of the completion of the FMD facility.
Chair, before you proceed, Chair.
Yes, on 4.4?
Yes, on 4.4. Yes. I'm not sure, but I understand what Honorable Masipa is saying, but I was of the feeling that the fast-tracking of the development means a faster pace towards completion. And I suspect that that statement would have been meaning what we were meaning, because I think we were saying this based on the information that they were telling what they have already been doing. But if then it will have a meaning more when it's saying, but I do have understand that to me, the meaning was that the fast track is fast tracking the development, which the development in this case is the movement towards the completion. And I thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Since Honorable Kapa, the contractor has been appointed, we can settle for fast tracking the completion of the building of FMD facility. We can have it as that. The secretariat can note that for 4.4. Can we move on this one? Thank you, honorable members. 4.5. Strengthen oversight over the OBP and ensures that the entity provides updates on a quarterly basis on all investigations regarding procurement and utilization of funding that was allocated for the GMP project, as well as investigations into acts of sabotage and leakage of information within the entity. 4.6, advocate for a funding allocation to the OBP, specifically to address the emergency issues relating to the frequent breakdown of equipment, which compromises availability of animal vaccines and threatens the sustainability of the OBP. 4.7, Tate Masipa, is that an old hand?
Apologies, that's an old hand, Chair. Let me lower it.
4.7, the department should investigate the matter of private companies that are selling unregistered animal vaccines and report to Parliament accordingly. 4.8, the OBP should provide quarterly updates on repairs to the broken freeze dryer and the procurement of a new liquid nitrogen machine and other equipment, and further provide an update on the working status of the new viral washer and sterilizer that were not in use at the time of the committee's visit. 4.9. Honorable Stein, you may proceed.
I know that we discussed specifically the freeze dryer and the liquid nitrogen machine and the others, but I'm wondering if we mustn't just broaden this section to say that the ABP should provide quarterly updates on repaired or broken equipment, because now next time we hear something else is broken and out of commission, and then, you know, they don't report on that. So I think they must provide us quarterly updates of all equipment that is out of, you know, commission for whatever reasons. I'm just trying to close a loophole here. I know when departments come and do presentations, they said, no, we specifically asked for this. I'm just trying to stop that, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Steyn. It is noted, and I think it will assist so that we don't have the loopholes of other equipment not being accounted for. I'll request the Secretariat to note that. If we may move on to 4.9, I see Akhbare Breed also agrees and supports Honourable Steyn's comment. 4.9, the OBP should submit to Parliament its stakeholder communication strategy, details of its vaccine distributors, and on a quarterly basis, updates on available vaccines, including shortages. 4.10, the OBP should submit to Parliament. Yes, Honourable.
Did we not, on 4.9, did we not have any timeline attached to the communication, the OBP communicating to us, the stakeholder communication strategy? I cannot see it on my notebook, but I think we had a timeline given to them, but I cannot see it written. That's all, Chair, because I think this is crucial for us that keep on getting the messages from the industry that they don't have vaccines, you know. And every time is we becoming, you know, we're not proactive, if we have to reactive, you know, to the queries. Thanks, Chair.
I think initially, Honourable Dr. Masipa, we had requested them to make a submission to the committee in terms of what was available, because there was the issue you raised that the industry is saying that they have no access to vaccines. But I also do remember that the CEO then took... I think it's the acting CEO, if I'm correct, then took the committee into confidence that no, we do have stock of various vaccines. And he then started naming them in terms of the availability of stock in the different facilities around the country. Perhaps what we can then do outside this report is to then do a follow-up and request perhaps by no later than next week, Friday, that the OBP must send us a status report on what is available in the market right now in terms of the vaccines, so that we can continuously be feeding this information to the honorable members, and then we can also ensure that it is made available to those that want access into information that is required for the industry on vaccines. So let's request outside the report, we will ask the OBP to send us a status report on what they have, and I will request the Secretariat to do a letter by close of business day today, and I will sign it and send it out. Thanks for raising that, Ntate Masipa. I see the hand of Honorable Twete.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think it will be proper of me, Chair, now that you've already concluded, because I've raised my hand just after Honourable Masipa raised his questions. But now that you've concluded, Chair, let me rather withdraw, because, Chair, on most of the issues we said, let both entities report to us on a quarterly basis. But Getcha, you've already concluded. Let me withdraw. I will lower my hand, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chete. I think we do take the position that the entities must report on a quarterly basis before Parliament to the committee. But in terms of getting access to information on what is currently available on terms of vaccines, this is a request we can make directly to OBP and have that information sent to the committee. And we will be able to process that through the secretariat. Let us move on to 4.11, if there is. Page 20, yes. 4.11, honorable members, reads as follows. The OBP should provide quarterly updates to Parliament on the implementation of its capping plan and measures to address funding constraint to fast-track the completion of the GMP project. And we conclude on within 1 month after the adoption of this report by the National Assembly, the Minister should submit to Parliament a progress report on the implementation of these recommendations. Honorable members, that is your oversight report on the visit you had on the ARC and the OBP. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the report? Sorry, yes, Honorable Trader.
Uxolo Sihlalo. I did not get ukuthi when do we seek clarities, or can you do we amend certain things? On the report, Chair, I noted that when we discussed the issue of the GMP project, we said the investigation that the department is currently doing, I suggested it, I remember it correctly, Chair, that we suggested that, and there was no one who was opposing that, the investigation must start back, dated back as 2002. But on the report, it says 2012 on these recommendations.
Please then, Honorable Twitter, take us to the bullet point on the recommendation, or if you picked up something on the pages. I did say due to time, we will just go through the recommendations and read through them, but we did go page by page so that we allow members to flag the things that they wanted corrected. So if there is a page that speaks to the investigation of the GMP project, and if it is the date that you are querying, we can look into correcting that from 2012 to 2002.
Yes, Chair.
Dr. Manenje, in terms of the report, is there a specific date that has been put in terms of the investigation on the GMP project?
Good morning, Chairperson, and thank you, and good morning, members. Can you please go back? I'll be to see the recommendations. I don't see a specific date, but I can just give a background on the GMP.
It's page 16.
Eh?
It's page 16.
Page 16. Let's go back to page 16.
Just as a way of a background, Chair, while we're going to page 16, sorry.
Yeah.
The funding on the GMP was allocated to the OPP during the 2012-2013. I'm not certain about the exact year. Hence, when there are investigations specifically on the GMP, they will start on the year that the funding was allocated. However, if the committee wishes a broad investigation on the entire OPP, then there's nothing stopping the committee to suggest that the investigation should start as far back as 2000. But because the OPP doesn't get funding, this one was specific for the GMP. And so that's why it was the investigation, according to them, was starting on the year when the funding was allocated to them for the project.
Okay. Mom Chaita, does that clarify it that the funding was only made available to the OPP in 2012, and therefore this is why the SIU investigation has been focused on when the funds were made available?
Yes, Shalo, it's Umam Kashe clarified that one.
Okay. In terms of a broader investigation, are you covered on that?
I'm covered, Shalo, in terms of this GMP project, okay, as to why it's starting from 2012. But Chair, there were things that we strongly felt it should start. There should be an investigation in that institution, dating as far as 2000, based on when we were doing a walkabout, and the years which the most of the equipment was bought and why it was in that state, and the leakages of information and everything. That is why we ended up saying it must go back, because seemingly, I even said, Chair, seemingly there is a systematic, organized a strategy to collapse this entity. And that is why we ended up saying it must go back to that. But Chair, if the committee say we must focus on GMP project for now, then I will settle that for now, and try to source other channels when to the department to go to how do we then date back some investigation to 2000. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Traitor. Perhaps in trying to assist on a broader investigation is to firstly make a request on the OPP to make a submission on all investigations that they've conducted from 2002 to date. And then having received a report or a presentation on the investigations, we can then see what the way forward may be in that regard. Honorable members, I've put the oversight report before you on our visit to the ARC and the OPP. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the report?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, Chair, apologies for interjecting. I just want to get a clarity on the last point on the OPP submitting previous investigations that have been carried out. Should that be in the minutes? So should
now, this is a request we will make as a committee through the secretariat. We'll send a letter to OBP to make a submission of that. Then we can have a discussion on the investigations. And should there be a necessity to do a full investigations into the affairs of the OBP since 2002, then we will do so. But let's first get a presentation and a briefing on the investigations that the OBP has carried out to date.
Okay, thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members.
Okay.
Yes, you may proceed. Can we have a mover for the adoption?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the report, of our oversight report, with those few amendments, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Traitor, can we have a seconder? Honorable Maema Shati.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning to yourself and members of the committee. I therefore move to second Honorable Chete in the adoption of the report with amendments made. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maema Shati. I'm always tempted to say Lianga Yanga when I have to recognize Honorable Maema Shati. Yeah, she always captures the youth and ensures they are well represented. So welcome onto the committee meeting. I'm just seeing you now, and I hadn't done proper greetings earlier when you came on. Honorable members.
No problem, Chair. Thank you.
That then brings us to the report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on public hearings on the Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment Bill. Again, I had made a request that we should be sent this report timelessly, so that we can be able just to go through and adopt. I will therefore request the Secretariat to take us straight to the recommendations due to time, honorable members, and see if there's anything we may want to effect on the resolution. Is that the only resolution? Yes, that's the only in view of the issues raised by stakeholders on the amendment bill, the committee resolved that the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development should compile a comprehensive report to respond to all the public submissions, both written and oral, for presentation to the committee in the next scheduled committee meeting. We've already had that engagement with the department, honorable members, and I think we are going to proceed accordingly in terms of the presentation that was put by the department. In terms of this report, honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the report? I see the hand of Honorable Stain.
Chairperson, yes. I don't want to adopt the report, Chair. I want to ask regarding the resolution. As far as yes. I remember, Chair, I made a recommendation that the department retract the bill and that they do the discussions with industry and role players and submit a new bill within 6 months, Chair. That is what I remember as my proposal, and it was seconded at that meeting. So, Chair, I'm a bit concerned about this new resolution that I see here today.
Okay. If Honorable Stein may recall that we had taken the input in, because you made that at the end of the meeting. And I had taken it that we needed to look into what the department had made a request on. If you do recall, Honorable Steyn, there were two issues that the department had requested to go for two clauses or to put for a legal opinion. We also, in terms of the MENCO, Management Committee of the Portfolio Committee, had called on the legal person from the legal team, Mayor Isaacs, to just take us on board as to what the process should be. So we would, this is outside this report, Honorable Steyn, we would like to therefore request in the next week, if not two, to get feedback in terms of what has been the findings of the department itself. We may be in a situation where the department itself withdraws the bill, and then we may look into what is the steps beyond that. But should they come back with a different legal opinion, we will also bring before the committee a legal representative, Mayor Isaacs, to present. But I think on this report, we just wanted, because of our own public hearings that we had, this is now outside the response of the department and the way forward. It's just our own report on the public hearings. So you are talking to a process that came after the presentation of the department, and I think we are still to engage with that. But this is the report of the public hearings that we had. I hope it clarifies that, Honorable Ntate Masipa.
Sure. Yes. Maybe this should not be a report, and because if we are still going to engage the department, I do not think that we can come to a report while the engagement is going on, because as far as I'm concerned is that last week it was anonymously by all members that were present that suggested that the department withdraw the bill. So maybe this report should not be considered, because once we consider a report, it means we have closed that part of the public hearing and we move, and you will help me, Chair, we move into the next phase of this bill, which is now, at the moment, is a parliamentary bill, as far as I'm concerned. But obviously, the department raised concerns that they still want to engage with the industry, with the stakeholders. And I think that's why many of us were caught and really suggested that the department go back and engage the industry, because they were very clear themselves that since 2012, they haven't, or 2017, they haven't engaged the stakeholders. They just brought the bill straight into the parliament, and the process, obviously, you know, dictate that they must engage, obviously, the stakeholders before they bring the bill in the parliament. So they were engaging on the bill that was in front, that was a parliamentary bill, about their stakeholders, about the things that they should have done before they sent
Parliament.
Yeah. Sorry.
Apologies in that. I'm mindful of time because the mini plenaries will start now at 10 o'clock. But I just want to say to honorable members, we still have to bring the department back on their own legal opinion. And having also gotten that, and if they, for example, let's take a worst case scenario that the department doesn't withdraw the bill, it still has to be put to the honorable members, the issue of desirability. And this is where we ourselves will have to engage honorable members on the desirability of the bill. And we will have to either withdraw it and start the process afresh. And we are still going to get there. And this is why the report is only limiting itself to the public hearings that we had. It has captured everything that came out of the public hearings. And that is the report of what actually transpired in the public hearings. And it limited itself to that. We are now in the another second phase of dealing directly with the department. We have to then see that process through honorable members. And this is why I say that if you and allow us to at least in a week or two be able to bring back this issue, so we can even go to looking into the desirability of the bill. We haven't disregarded what Honorable Steyn raised and what honorable members have come in support of, but we want to ensure that we follow the processes through. And this is why I say that the bill will be put before the committee in terms of its desirability. I see the hand of Honorable Mahlatsi. Mahlatsi.
And there was my hand also, Chair.
Okay, you may proceed, Honorable Kapa. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Just briefly, I wanted to say that in my opinion and understanding, this resolution that we have in relation to the public hearings, it is compatible with what we wanted to say, because it still takes us to where we want the department to come with a comprehensive report. And therefore, to me, it's relevant to this report. I agree, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Member Mahlatsi, might be an old hand. Let me just say,
Chair, I think Briet's hand was, Honorable Briet's hand was up.
Akbare Briet?
Thank you, Voorzitter. Chairperson, I did say it in the chat.
I see the chat, I just opened it now.
I will then maybe just read it. If the work regarding this matter, which is the bill, is not completed, why do we have a report on an ongoing process? What is the need then of that? And should we not handle everything together? Should we not? I don't see why we have a bill on the public hearings. Don't we usually have the bill in its totality with all of the public hearings and the engagement with the department and then handle it off? Because it kind of feels to me now that we're wasting time almost, if I can call it that. I hope I'm make sense.
Thank you, Akbare Briet. As I say, honorable members, this report was compiled in capturing the public hearings that we had. As we often hold public hearings, if you take it that you will be going on a joint oversight trip to Mpumalanga and Northern Cape, you're still coming to adopt that oversight and public hearings of that particular oversight you had. It still sits on the committee to call back the department in terms of engaging directly with what Honorable Steyn raised. And that's why I'm saying to you, Honorable Members, we still need to deal with the desirability of the bill. But desirability and the public hearings report can not be brought together. This is why for us, we thought, let us dispense of the public hearings, that we've had public hearings, we've received everyone's input. This is the report of the public hearings. Now we are dealing with the department, and if we are not satisfied, then we go into the issue of desirability, and then we can be able to thresh it out there and have this process restarted if that's what the committee wishes. But I think we just wanted to separate the issues, and I have made a request, as I do say, we have already engaged with the legal team, Mayor Isaacs, and I will be happy to call her into a committee meeting once we have a session where the department will be giving a legal opinion on what their findings were on the two clauses. And this is why we say we are also leaving a room. You may find that it's actually the department that withdraws the bill and wants to restart the process. So we won't gallop ahead of them in this process. Let us follow due process and exercise a little bit patience, Honorable Members. As I say, within a week or two, we'll be able to have the session put before the committee. I'm getting thumbs up in the chat. Honorable Brett has got thumbs up. Honorable Masipa understands. So let's just limit ourselves then, Honorable Members, to the public hearings report on the Agri-Produce Agents Amendment Bill. And I will then request to have a mover for the adoption. I see the hands again of Honorable Mema Hlatsi. No, Honorable Steyn.
Chairperson, yes, I understand. Thank you, Chair, and I would then retract what I said, but I don't feel comfortable to move, Chair, because I missed the second day of the public hearings. So I would like someone else to do that. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Honorable Steyn. Honorable Kapa.
Thank you, Chair. I move to Was there any move to adopt?
No, there's no move. You can move to adopt, Honorable Kapa.
Yes, I don't want to make a mistake. I move for the adoption of this report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kapa. I know another person would have said, thank you, Honorable Young Man. and we have a second, Honorable Members.
Yes, Chair, I second the adoption, the move. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The moves for seconding the adoption of the public hearings report on Agri-Produce Agents Amendment Bill. With that done, Honorable Members, if I may request for your indulgence, just to get through our minutes, we have two sets of minutes of the 10th and the 17th, which are very short. So I'll ask the Secretariat to put up the minutes so we can dispense of that quickly. Yes, the minutes of the 10th of May, 2022, page one. Page two. Page page 3. Page 4. Honorable members, can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Good morning, Chair. Honorable Maso, here I would like to apologize for logging late because of load shedding, but I'm now on board. I'm here moving for the adoption of those minutes as a true reflection of what happened on that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maso. Akhbare Priet.
Before Chair, can I come in, Chair, before that one?
Okay.
Chair, on the last page, last paragraph.
Yes. Page 4, last paragraph.
Yes. Page 4, yes. Made by need a clarity, Chair, on that 6.1, that our visit to the TB and to engage with the stakeholders, including communication with ITB, I thought maybe they were having the trust and the board. I wonder maybe if we can separate them, there's a visit to the trust and to the board, so that we don't have them lumped as if, I don't know if you get me, Chair, to be the to the Ngonyama trust and the trust board.
Okay, noted, Honorable Kapa. We will put emphasis on Ngonyama Trust Board and Ngonyama Trust.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Seconding the adoption of the minutes. Akhbare Priet, you had your hand up.
Voorzitter, ek sal die Akhbare Maglose voorstel aan sekondeer.
Baie dankie. Baie dankie, Akhbare Priet. Honorable members, any matters arising? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. No matters arising, honorable members. The minutes of the 10th of May have been duly adopted. Last set of minutes of the 17th of May. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. There are the minutes of the 17th of May 2022, honorable members. Can we have a mover for the adoption?
Yes, Chair, Tande Kampapama. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of May. Thank you.
Pankom. Siyabulela khangepa. Honorable Mbabama moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of May. Can we have a second, our honorable members?
Chair, it's Honorable Masipa. I move to second the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of April. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa, for seconding the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of May. Any matters arising, honorable members? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. page 4. Page 5. No matters arising, honorable members, the minutes of the 17th of May have been duly adopted. Honorable members, let me request on your behalf that the Secretariat must prioritize the amendment bill with the department so that we can be able to conclude on their legal opinion on the two clauses they wish to consult on. And then also request that the Parliament legal resources also avail themselves, Mayor Isaac or anyone from the sector, to be able to present before the committee, so that we may then be able to deal with what Honorable Steyn raised and other honorable members, and deal therefore with the issue of desirability of the bill, and then we can be able to bring this matter to closure. I will request then the Secretariat to prioritize that and come back to us as to when we can be able to have that before Parliament rises. Honorable members, let me thank you for having availed yourselves for this rather short and quick meeting we've had on the adoption of our reports, and wish you well on the mini plenaries, which started 10 minutes ago. And we will also be continuing right through the day at 2 o'clock. As well as at 4:30. Please enjoy the rest of the day, and do ensure that you are warm at all times. We are effectively into winter now, and keep adhering to COVID protocols, social distancing, wear your mask and sanitize at all times. Do have a great week ahead. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Goodbye, colleagues. See you in the...
Thank you, Chair. Goodbye, colleagues.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Dibulelo. Goodbye.
See you, Ka Oversight. Bye.
Yeah.